Hey guys, welcome back to Beyond the Barbell. I am Ben Alderman, and today we have a really special show with a special kind of introduction. And it is a show that we sat down and recorded at Wadapalooza with Paul Gomez, the chief marketing director of Progenix, and also with Aaron Hoff, the owner of CrossFit Poipu and the visionary and man behind the Ultimate Hawaiian Trail Run. An event that happens every year out in Hawaii on the island of Kauai. It has grown every single year, and its sole mission is to provide an alternative to the unseen kind of dark side of island living for these youth out there. And so this is a really special show to us, to Blair and myself, because we're close with Paul, we're close with Aaron. And we hope you guys enjoy this episode and getting to know kind of the men who are pulling the strings, so to speak, in some of these larger events, and just their true heart for the community, people, fitness, their heart for kids, and just their general passion and enthusiasm for life. So there's a lot here for you guys. I hope you enjoy the show.
I am.
Now you are live. You just went live. We're live. So the question is,
you were a little scared, huh? Want me to re-ask that again?
Yeah, you go ahead and ask it again.
So I'm here live with Ben Alderman, Blair Morrison, CrossFit Anywhere, The Iron Mile, and they've been doing a podcast for what? It's almost 2 years now, right?
2 years. A little over 2 years.
I remember
years.
When they came to this idea, and podcast, kind of a hot thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys, so both of you guys are married with kids and everything, so, you know, how many fans have you got lately?
How many fans?
Fans, people recognizing you guys.
Well, you got a picture the other day, right?
Yeah, the odd thing is like more people recognize us now from the podcast than for competing.
It must mean we're not very good athletes anymore.
You're fantastic athletes. You do things that change lives.
Yeah.
So being that you brought us up here for Beyond the Barbell, this is what we're about. I'm here with Aaron Hoff, owner of CrossFit Poipu, founder of the Ultimate Hawaiian Trail Run, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to change lives. We're trying to change the lives of the kids of Hawaii. We're trying to change the lives of the kids of the United States. It's a challenging place out there right now for kids right now, for youth, everything that goes on out there. And hopefully I can say this, but, you know, both of us have a really strong relationship with God. And we look at what we're doing and how we're trying to reach out to kids. And there's all these challenges that kids go through these days. And it's not the challenges that we used to go through as a kid. It's a lifestyle that's completely found every day on social media, on instant gratification through pornography, through drugs, everything else, everything being legalized. And especially in Hawaii, you're on a rock. And there's not a lot of safe havens, and there's not a lot of things for people to do. So a lot of the parents lose their jobs, get that stuff, and get caught up in drugs. And we find the kids quite often don't have a place to go. And, you know, in the last few years, our government hasn't really paid attention to what's happening in the United States, and especially in Hawaii. Hawaii is in the top five of the most expensive places to live in the United States. And it's very important for us to reach out to these kids and create a safe haven. So Aaron was nice enough to bring Progenix in and get us involved in what's going on and get us involved in the Ultimate Hawaiian Trail Run. And that being said, it's like I'm really stoked to be up here with talking about what we do, and I'm really stoked that you guys have been able to come out and be part of it, because I know you guys are out there, you know, trying to change people's lives. Especially, I know a lot about you guys because I work with you. But Blair Morrison goes around the world and does CrossFit Anywhere and takes people out there to share fitness everywhere in the world. And that's a big deal. That's a great thing. You know, Ben does a lot in his community. He's always on television. You know, he's a father of two wonderful boys and then adopted two beautiful twin girls. And he gives back. And it's always about giving back. And for us, it's, we wanted people to be involved in what we're doing and giving back. So, Aaron, kind of why don't you tell what your vision was and why you started this?
How do I follow that? Okay, well, my vision was I grew up there and I got involved in drugs. And my life basically took the track to where I was, like any drug addict, is suicidal. And, you know, so I hit a bottom and then I got sober. I've been sober about 19 years and yeah, over 19 years now. And basically, when I got sober, it's like I popped out of this bubble and I seen this epidemic that was happening on Kauai where families were just getting decimated through just the lifestyle. I mean, it's, you're on an island. There, you grow up and you surf, you're at the beach, and there's diving, and there's, I mean, this stuff's fun, but it gets old when you're doing it all the time. And then drugs are at the beach, and then alcohol, and then it just progresses into that. And now it's like, I mean, it's cocaine, it's just like drinking, and it's just this lifestyle that's just killing our kids over there. And there's no, when I was growing up, there's never been an environment that would cater to these kids and build them up. And then when I got sober, I was working with family, and I could never find anything that would work until I got into fitness. And I started dragging my friends. I had this old van, and we called it the armpit because it would stink so bad. From we'd go in there, it's all cloth seats, but we'd drive guys in, and these guys were just fresh. They're struggling with getting sober, and then I saw these guys getting addicted to this, and then they changed their lives. And I started bringing kids, and then the kids were pumped on this, and it just ever since then, and it's probably been 3 years since I stumbled on. As soon as I did this, I needed to raise money, and I wanted to do this thing, so I started the trail run, and then it's just been a snowball effect. And I mean, the results are insane. What we're seeing with the kids, we do probably over 300 kids a month now, and we're picking them up from school, and even this last break, like a real testament to the program. This past break was like, really, we're gonna say, oh, these kids aren't probably gonna not even show up because it's break. But these kids were calling us and showing up, and we were doing like 20, 30 kids a day just on break.
What are they typically doing during break?
On break, they just go surf and party.
Right. So they're substituting that for CrossFit and being in a positive place.
Yeah, CrossFit. And we're an environment. It's pretty much like the environments that we grow up in over there is pretty much, it's so negative. I mean, it may seem like, you know, Hawaii, the most beautiful place to go to. But as a kid growing up, it's just so negative, but it's just.
I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that. Like you said, people from the mainland think of Hawaii as like the destination that everybody wishes they could be there. But you're saying when you're growing up there and you're surfing every day and you're in that life every day, it becomes. Is it like a island fever kind of thing where people feel trapped?
No, it's just basically a lifestyle. Like when you grow up, it's everybody's drinking, everybody's smoking weed, and it just seems normal.
Okay.
Like every kid gets into that. It's unavoidable. There's not like
it's in their DNA. That's what their parents do.
Yeah, and it's passed down from families and generations. And there's no like soccer club, no football team. You know what I mean? It's such a small island that everybody's blended together. So that's just the norm, and there's really no way around it because there's no environment that would be there to build kids up.
So understanding that dynamic of that island, and then the problems of the island, how did that give birth to the Ultimate Hawaiian Trail Run?
Well, we had this one girl, she came in. As soon as I opened CrossFit Poipu, I said it's all free for the kids. We don't turn anybody away. And it's the first girl we had, she came in, she had hickeys all over her neck. The parents were giving her cocaine, and it was a whole nightmare. She was about 14. So she came in, and then she changed. Her whole life changed within that year. All her grades, she was getting straight A's. She was getting, you know what I mean? Her whole life has changed. And she's still with us today. And it's, and she actually has a life now. And she was actually living with me for a while. Like, I brought her into my house, and I have kids that I bring into my house that don't have places to live and stuff. And we just invest in them.
Parents were giving her cocaine.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It's normal, you know? It's like
to back up what Aaron's saying, you have, like, I was involved in surfing for, you know, 40 years, and you have this lifestyle. It's like where you become a professional surfer, and you're competing, and you're doing this stuff, and there's not a lot of business for your parents. So these lucrative, you know, the richest professional athlete in surfing to this day is a kid named John Florence. Unbelievable mom, but a single mom raising three boys, and she's been able to, through that, you know, give the opportunity. But there's a handful of these kids who make it, and there's a majority of them that don't. They find themselves dropping out of school. Their parents go, hey, there's an opportunity to make some money as a professional athlete, and then their parents start, you know, soaking them for money, traveling with them, and it becomes very challenging. And I think any kid, and I look at it, for me, it's like with all my friends who are sober, it's that addiction of being humbled. So it's like if you're a drug addict, you're going, I'm going to get as wasted as I can. I'm going to push it to the highest level. And you wake up the next morning, you're like, you're always chasing that high, right? It's constantly chasing that high. And a lot of these guys, like, now it's like that bar humbles them every day. They go in that gym, they work out, and they've left everything on the floor, and they go home and they're like, wow, I'm famished. Kids didn't have that before. You know, there's such online bullying. There's this, there's that, and the other. There's not an environment. There's not a safe haven. And I think what Aaron's done, and now, like, you know, Aaron's been really influential in helping us open. We opened 3 gyms on the North Shore this year. We've had, and this is awesome, we've had top professional athletes who are kind of like hanging on, like doing that stuff, who started working out with one of our friends, Kai Garcia, has been a huge influence for a lot of these professional surfers. He's a huge name. Guys who smoked for 20 years, who quit smoking, quit drinking, know nothing about, no, don't even know it's called CrossFit. They just show up and they know it's that bike over the assault bike. Or they, what's that?
Right,
they get there and they're like, they get on that thing, like, oh, yeah, and they surf 20-foot waves, and they hop on that thing, and in 30 seconds, they're going to die. And they go, oh, I can't smoke. Oh, I better quit drinking. And now you've seen, like, and we've seen in the last 3 months, everybody who was going out and partying, after winning an event, coming back in and hitting the gym and finding that as their opportunity. And the challenge is you go back to Hawaii is a very small place. It's a very small island. So when you're trying to open a gym, it's real estate. You know, how are you getting the real estate and its location, location, location? So for us, we've had, you know, thank God for the Garcia family, but they opened up the whole downstairs of their house. And we have a gym downstairs, and some of the neighbors were upset. We can't work out after 8 and play the music quietly. But it's just that opportunity of people opening their homes. And I think that goes back to is like a lot of the aloha that Hawaii had lost. It's a lot of the spirituality that the community had lost. Is like, you know, when I was a kid growing up, and I'm old, you know, a doctor would come play a visit. You know, you had the milkman, you had all these things. Like now it's like somebody knocks on your door, you're like, who are they? Why are they here? You know, it's everyone locks their doors. It's not that open door mentality. And I think Hawaii is unique in that standpoint that there is that open door mentality. There is that open door policy because you have a guy like Aaron who was a really bad guy. He was. Kai Garcia. Like, he's called him Kai. He was a really bad. These guys were really bad guys who've turned their lives around. So people know better than to come in their house and get out of line. Because you get out of line in that house, they might revert back to what they need to do to put you in check.
Is there any pushback against this kind of movement, within the island? Because it's very, like you said, anything new there is kind of like checked, right?
Go ahead.
No, I don't think so, because a lot of people know and respect what I've been doing for the past 19 years. So the people, like...
So your guys' reputation,
I mean, I never knew what I was getting into, but my reputation of helping people. The only way the trail run has been possible is because over the years I've helped so many kids. You know, I've been up 2 in the morning talking a gun out of a kid's mouth, and, you know, just episodes like that. And I was helping so many kids and families on the island that everybody backs me. They know it's for real, and it's not really like. And I was born and raised there too, so it really helps too. And it's even like how this whole thing that we're doing is like now with Progenics, and I think you guys are probably the first supplement company, fitness company, to ever really step into the surfing world, and that's dynamics is changing that whole environment. I see that part too. That whole environment. Like on the North Shore of Oahu, on Kauai, and all the other islands. It's like this thing that's grassroots program that's just growing, and it's growing fast, and it's affecting people at a wide level. You know, it's pretty awesome to watch.
And are you bringing in adults as well, like from those families?
Or yeah, like kids? I basically at my gym, I don't, if you can't afford it, I don't turn anybody away. I don't have the heart to turn somebody away, so I make it possible for everybody to be able to partake in what we
just
do.
Just pay what you can afford, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
And I'll pull them on the side. And I know people, like, I know the people there, so I know what their situations are. And I mean, people want to pay, but I know that they're barely making their rent. And I'm just like, dude, just clean the gym or just, you know. And that all, it pays back, you know. It's like, I get, and this is how my relationship's been with people over there. And even my, like, one, even like my son, you know, he actually just came back, and I just got to see this just the other day. Like, he came back and he was struggling. I kicked him out at 18 because he started partying, and then now he just came back and he's sober. He just got sober, and I watched him migrate to this environment that I created, and he's thriving in there. And this is my son, you know. It's like at a family standpoint, this is by watching my blood and watching this whole environment that's got created from a vision that I had and everybody else has put into actually be there for my son now, which is, to me,
it's incredible, yeah. Man. That's so great.
So I'm not going to cry, Paul.
Well, I mean, I know.
I would have cried right there.
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I know, you know, both of you guys pretty well, and you guys constantly are giving. Like, it doesn't matter what situation you're in. If you're in an opportunity where you can bless somebody or give something to somebody, you guys are constantly doing that, right? And my question is, I mean, when you're doing this for hundreds or even thousands of people, like, how do you find the energy to just give again when maybe you're not getting something immediately in return?
Well, I'll answer this, and then I'll let Aaron answer this, Paul, again. It's tithing. You know, you have to tithe. You know, and I think that's the hardest thing for people to do is, like, look at what they're doing. And a lot of times when people don't have the finances to tithe, it's your personal time of what you're tithing. What are you giving back? How are you giving to the community? Well, how are you changing? And it's for guys like myself and Aaron, like, those phone calls come in the middle of the night where it's like you always pick up the call. You know, it's like sometimes it's your kid that's struggling, and sometimes it's a kid who's getting ready to kill himself. You know, and it's that tithing of always – it's you have to give back. And that's for me, 4 years ago, I've only been in this fitness space forever. I was in the surf industry, action sports, and I've seen, like, you know, 14-year-old kids get multi-million-dollar contracts. And I've watched that community lose so much because they don't tithe. They don't give back. They forgot where they came from. They forgot the beach. And if you look at the action sports community right now, or even retail, it struggles. And I see that a lot in this fitness space, you know. It becomes that elite aspect. And one of the things I was sharing with somebody the other day is, like, I'm really excited for all these athletes who are getting big contracts and doing their things, but if I look back 4 years ago when I got in the space, every single athlete that stood on that podium had an affiliate. So you had a community coming out to support them. You had their parents and their family. Like, now a lot of the people, not these top athletes, have coaches, train out of their house, traveling all the world. So there's not that identity and community that's backing them anymore. It's not, hey, that's a local kid from my gym I want to come out and support. It's like, oh, I guess that guy's from my area. It's the same thing what happens with kids in Hawaii. It's like, you forget you have to give back. You forget about your community. You forget about that because you get in this level. And that's where I think for ProGenX or anyone else, it's like, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, yeah, you know, CrossFit kicked ProGenX out of the games. It's like, sponsorships don't last forever. You know, that's just not how it is. And, you know, Ben's a perfect example. I'm put Ben on blast right now. I paid Ben as an athlete. And then I sat down with Ben and said, look, I think you have a lot more to offer to your community. I think you inspire me for the things that you do. And to me, it's like, it's not about paying you. It's how can I be more involved in what's in your community? It's not about money. It's about tithing to Ben with my personal time or answering questions and stuff like that. And I think with that's how I see what ProGenX says. It's like, yeah, we'll invest money into it, but when I show up in Hawaii, I mean, I love this event. I love what Steve and Guido and everyone are doing. I've been here for a week, you know, picking up, helping, getting the community involved. It's about community. It's about tithing. And I've never charged any of these guys for my help. I've never charged. I used to charge people a fortune for my time. I'd rather tithe and give it to you for free. And that's what Aaron does. There's a great book I'll share. You guys should read it. It's called Driven by Eternity. It's a great book, and it just talks about the time that we have on earth is so small, and the time that we'll have in heaven or hell is eternity. It'll never end. It'll be forever. And you have to look at, like, what is your tithing? What have you done? And one of the chapters in this book is like, well, hey, you know, people like to go, oh, well, you can say that the Indians in the jungle don't know God, so how can you say they're not going to go to heaven? They go, that's not their fault. That's your fault because you didn't tithe and share with them. So that once you accept those responsibilities, how much are you sharing? How much are you giving? How much are you dedicating your time to pick up the phone call? It's at that point, it's just time. what do you do with that time? And that's why when I met Aaron, I was like, this guy's dedicated, and we're dedicated, and we're so blessed with, like, Rogue. You know, Greg Glassman has been a huge part of it, you know. Greg's got the games. He's got all this stuff. But Greg's, he hasn't forgot that aspect of the community, the kids, which we're blessed for having him donate his money to it. It's awesome, you know. So there's a lot of great things that are happening. That's why we're here. We're hoping that more people get involved, and we hope it's broader than just one island. You know, it's like I love the Iron Mile. I think that's a great event, and I think anybody should just go, hey, I'm going to sponsor you to walk this many miles with this amount of weight. So I know it's like, if I have, you're going to pay $10 for 80 pounds for me to carry. 80 pounds would be an army for me. But if for every pound, I get $10. It's like, we have to think about how we're giving back. We have to think about how the money goes back in. And that's why we created a nonprofit this year. And we don't take any of the money from the nonprofit. All that money goes back to the kids. And it's challenging for me, coming from a big world of big corporations, Nike and everything else. You find out nonprofits give 1% back. You know, Haiti should have been fixed how many years ago, but it's still not, because people are taking money. We have to give back. We have to tithe, and we have to realize that the kids will inherit what we've left behind. And if we don't tithe correctly and we don't put that environment out for them, shame on us.
My answer is a little shorter. That was good.
Are you
going to
start crying?
No, I'm not going to cry. But that question, for me, is like, there's two types of people in this world. There's givers and there's takers. And I've been a taker my whole life, and that basically brought me to suicide. And it's a slow death. And for me to give is like, I've learned, and I think that's the hardest thing for a human being to do, is to learn how to give, because we're taught to take. And once we start to make the transition on giving, then you start to see the benefits, and the rewards are way more than anything financial, anything. It's just more rewarding. You're happy, you enjoy, you wake up, it's just, you watch people grow, you bless, you know, it's just that whole structure of giving is like, and that's like what we base our whole trail run on, that our main slogan is give, you know, because that's something that I think that a lot of humans got to learn how to do, because they're really if you live in the spot where you're always taking, you become what you're doing, you know. And most people, it's all about the money, it's all about stuff, it's all about this and that, and they miss the whole point to what having a true life, you know, developing true friends. And you can't develop that through just taking, because it's like oil and water, you know.
So yeah. We were talking off.
That was kind of long.
That wasn't so long. We were talking before the show.
He didn't cry, though.
About how this year's upcoming Hawaiian Trail Run is going to be a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
Like with the growth of the movement, with the growth of the idea, growth of involvement, you're trying to kind of push this out to a different part of the island, right?
Yeah. So eventually, yeah, we want to. There's a couple of ideas that we have that we're actually working on, and hopefully this year we'll be financially in a place where we can do that, and open another facility on one of the parts of the island that's really neglected.
This is another CrossFit Poipu?
No, it's another facility, and it's off on the west side, and it's in the developing process. So we're just kind of like trying to. But when that opens up, it's like the kids, I know that's where a lot of the locals get pushed, because it's so expensive to live on Kauai. And it's, so when we open up, and I know the families, the kids are just, it's so hard out there because there's nothing, you know, and that's where I want to go. I want to go where there's nothing and bring something that's really good to that area of the island. My vision is to have it spread throughout all the, it's already going to the North Shore, and it's already, you know, it should be able to spread out throughout the islands to have all these safe havens. And it's nice with, like, we have so many affiliates that once they see the big picture of what we're doing, they'll want to be a part of it too. And it'll be easy to open kids programs through all these other gyms, you know, and make it available for them to be able to, like, impact the community.
How do you do that? Like, I know you got partners, strategic partners that are just, that share your vision, but I mean, there's a lot of work to be done. You know what I mean? You've got one already in Poipu. You've got something happening on Oahu. And if you're going to go somewhere else, you know, it's, personnel wise.
I've looking at it, it's like every move I've made, it's been a risk, and I've never know what the hell is going to happen. But as long as I kept trucking for it, the right people always show up. And it's just faith. It boils down to faith and not being afraid to make the moves and just go out and do it, you know? And it's.
How do the kids get to the classes? Like, how far away
we
can
pick
they
them up?
You go pick them up.
Yeah, we go pick them up from school. And a lot of the kids now, they're getting rides. They're figuring out. They're getting crafty. And we feed them. We do all, you know what I mean? We do all kinds of crazy stuff.
I ate a lot of pizza while I was there, dude.
Yeah, a lot of pizza. Now, we're actually feeding them good. That's only when you guys come out.
Yeah, CrossFitters like pizza, especially when they're on vacation.
It's our excuse to be able to eat like that, right?
Ben's request, pizza.
It didn't help.
Extra cheese.
Extra cheese.
Yeah.
So just a side note. So, like, my dad recently got diagnosed with diabetes, right? As wasn't taking care of himself in terms of, you know, what he was eating, right? And he's just a really busy dude with a lot of stress. And but he came out to
the trail run.
Like, he is a guy who needs a goal, you know what I mean? And it's like, for me to be able to put to him, hey, do the trail run, because I know the cause is good.
Yeah.
I know the location is beautiful, right? And I know that for the people who are going to be out there is great. Like, that's awesome. Then my sister made the flight over from
Oahu. I mean, it's for everybody. We're going to, I mean, like, the whole island, like, the hotels and everybody. I mean, it's amazing how everybody's like coming together to make it affordable for everybody all over the world to come out and be a part of something that's truly great, that'll change one of the most beautiful spots in the world. And it's something that's unseen over there, that's, you know, with the drug addiction and the broken families and the broken homes. That'll be able, I mean, it happens everywhere, but the difference with Hawaii is it's so small that you can really see. Yeah, you can really see what's going on, you know. And it's because Hawaii's probably no different than anywhere in the world. It's just a small community, and you can watch the devastation. When you really see what's going on, it's really sad.
The example with Hawaii is one of the jokes I used to make with one of my friends is when their kids would get in trouble, and they go, "My kid's going to run away." I'm like, well, he'll be back in an hour and a half, because where's he going to go?
Right.
It's around the island, you know? And especially on Kauai, the roads end at Nepali.
Yeah, you
go
can't
west,
go all the way around.
You go north. You can't go all the way around. It's one road. And it's a two-lane highway, one road. And that's the challenge, is, like, you start getting stuck. Like a lot of times, like, I had challenges with my son. He got stuck. I could send him to Utah. I can send him away. The United States is a massive place. But Hawaii's in the middle of the ocean. You get stuck, and then you go, hey, I need to be away from my friends. But away from your friends is that building over there. It's really not that easy to be away from your friends. I think there was a funny post you put up the other day. It's like, hey, I got sober, and these are all my friends in an empty room.
I saw that one.
Yeah, and it's challenging. It's always interesting, and it's like you look at those people. They come and go in your life, like, they're sober, then they're not sober. They're this, that, the other. You have to have that forgiving heart. You have to have grace. You have to have grace. And Aaron, to me, what's that?
And also kind of, I just totally forgot.
He's about to say something super profound.
That's Aaron. I didn't steal your brain either. But like I was saying, you got to have grace. And
yeah, so when I chose to get sober, and I was 22 years old, and I came back to Kauai, it was basically, I was alone. I had to walk away from all my friends, and that's the hardest thing to do over there, because there's one road, there's the one beach you go to, and everybody's there. So I was basically what, kind of like, the people I did hang out was with kids. You know, I hung out with kids growing when I got sober, because that's all the only people that were sober. And I was going to these AA meetings, and it was all old people there, so it was right. Like it was that hard to find that home and that safe environment. So the kids actually saved my life. They actually were the fun people to hang out with, and then, you know, and I've watched those kids that were saved me in the beginning, and they're all messed up. You know, they're like, a couple of them are coming around. One of them's in jail, the other one's strung out on meth, and he's actually just been coming around my house. And then one of the kids actually did pretty good. He left the island, and So that's kind of like the whole environment. When they say, oh, I want to get sober or I want to change my life, it's almost impossible to change your environment. Like maybe in the mainland, you could just go over to Utah or something like that. But here, there's, it's almost, it's impossible. You're basically shunning your friends. You're basically like giving them a big F you when you pull up to the beach, walk straight to the water, walk right back to your car and leave. And they're on the bench right there going, well, what's up with this guy? He doesn't want to, he's too cool for us now, you know? So that's kind of like what I experienced. And but now they don't have to because they have us there. And they can hang out with us, and we're becoming the cool guys.
Well, that's what's cool is you guys affected change on, like, a massive scale. So that way it wasn't like you pulled one person in, and then they had to, like, fight against thousands of people or hundreds of friends. You pulled in a generation that lives on that island.
And because I don't want any of those kids to ever experience, like, what I had to go through of being able to totally shun your friends. Because that's a hard thing. You know, I grew up with these guys, and I love them to death, but... And it's nothing against them. It's just if I hung out with them, I was going to die or end up in jail or get shot.
So
we have to wrap it up.
We have to wrap it up. We got Ben Smith is just texting me like crazy. I don't know where he's at.
Ben Smith. Where are you, Ben Smith?
You're coming on up here. But Aaron, Paul, we really appreciate your time. If people want to kind of keep track of what's happening with Progenix, with the Ultimate Hawaiian Trail Run, where do they follow you? What do they got to do?
They can go to CrossFit Poipu, the website, or the Ultimate Hawaiian Trail Run website. Or you can follow up through Progenix, and we'll get all the info. We're not hard to find.
Do we have a date for the trail run this year?
It's September 16th.
September 16th.
Locked and loaded.
Locked in.
We ordered the pizza already, Ben.
Ben's turning 40.
Come on, dude. No. My birthday's at the games. Yeah, usually July 25th. That's why I don't compete.
Aloha, everybody.
Aaron, Paul, thanks for being here, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, just one thing I want to, and I want to thank both Ben and Blair, because I know these guys. I'm blessed to sponsor them, and these guys do a lot of great things. So, number one, I challenge you to do, Blair, CrossFit anywhere on Kauai, because I'm sure the kids would love to spend some time with you. That we always think about different things that go on over there. We have a hostage tank for the kids, and then Ben, let's Iron Mile.
Let's
serious about that. I love you guys. Thank you for having us.
All right, thank you.
Love you.